The number one rated Phil Henry Show. And live from Philadelphia, we're going to go to Larry Grover of the Conservatives of Kern County at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia. And Larry has been holding forth with a lot of people. Dean Wheeler is out there, I know, Larry. I don't know whether or not you've if you've run into Dean over the last couple of days.
No, I haven't seen Dean, but of course we're going to be looking forward to hooking up with him a little bit later on. This is Larry Grover broadcasting live, Phil, from the Republican National Convention. And right now we're in one of the ante rooms of the Republican National Convention where a lot of delegates come for refreshments, a cup of coffee, maybe some liquid refreshment of some kind before we head back out onto the floor.
What is on the agenda right now for this evening? I know it's, what, a little bit after 8 o'clock?
A little bit after 8 o'clock right now in Philadelphia. Not a lot going on the floor right now, Phil. Some of the delegations have been making their proclamations. Delegates are committing a lot of things. As you know, of course, George W. Bush has been nominated to the presidency of the United States as a candidate. So this is really just a roll call to see where everybody's at, how everyone feels. And that's why right now is probably as good a time as any to sort of talk to you about some of the things that I've seen.
And I know that you've seen a lot of things that you like and a lot of things that maybe disturb you a little bit.
A guy that I think very highly of, elevated to the nominee of the Republican Party for the presidency of the United States of America. But I've got to tell you that I worked tirelessly for years in the Republican Party. I believe to this day that Bill Clinton should not be president of the United States. I came to Philadelphia to nominate George W. Bush and to support the Republican Party. I have sacrificed an awful lot for this party. Now I come to Philadelphia, and the best chance for the Republicans to regain the White House in 12 years. And last night I walked into a convention being addressed by a known African-American. I found out yesterday that Dick Cheney's daughter, who it is alleged is a gay, will be with him at the convention. Now, we got these log cabin types. And these log cabin guys...
The log cabin types being who? These are gay Republicans.
Yeah, the log cabin club is a gay Republican club.
What about inclusion? You say a known African American. You talking about Colin Powell?
Colin Powell is a known black and a great servant to our country. Don't get me wrong. He was a chief of staff. He helped win the war against the Arabs. He's a tremendous American. But I'm going to tell you, I believe the gay and the black are Democrats in Republicans' clothing, Phil.
Come on. Hold on for a second, Larry.
No, Phil, I really do. I think your gay and your black is a Democrat wearing the Republican silver suit. And I think at the most opportune moment, they'll stick a spear right in your back.
And why do you say that?
Why do I say it? Because I am telling you that they will stab you in the back. And I'll tell you, these are people who have been suckling at the teat of the Democratic Party for some 60 to 70 years. I spent the better part of the last 8 years trying to get Clinton...
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to get back to this the gays and blacks thing.
I know, but I've been looking at this.
All right, I know that. The gay vote, the black vote, you say, is a Democratic vote no matter what.
You better believe it. And I think that what we're doing in this convention... Jerry Falwell, by the way, just walked by and very graciously said hello. I think that what we're doing here in the...
He didn't say hello to me.
No, he doesn't know you. I met Jerry a couple of times. Very graciously said hello. Now, I think what we're doing in the Republican Party is we are wooing a vote that we cannot have, and that is the gay and the black.
And don't you want the party to be inclusive?
Well, I do want the party to be inclusive, but I spent the better part of 8 years to try to get Clinton out of the White House. I neglected my family. I lost my wife. I lost my home. I moved in with my mother, and after a mourning period, I started to finally date. And I started to date a young African-American woman. And just before we were going to consummate our relationship, she broke the relationship off.
So you base all of your feelings on the black vote fleeing back to the Democratic Party on this young lady.
I'm just saying to you that it is a sign, I think, of the Black. They go back to the person that they know best. They don't venture out into anything new very easily.
Why did she break up with you?
I'm sorry, sir?
Why did this young Black woman break up with you?
She had problems. I've got a hobby. I'm involved in Civil War reenactments, and she had problems. And I guess I understand that. But I reenact on the part of the Confederacy, and she had some issues with that. You know...
Well, hold on for a minute. You're dating a Black woman, and you do Civil War reenactments?
All right. I mean, I understand that.
No, well, wait a second. There's nothing unusual about that. But
I realize it's an unusual hobby.
No, it is not an unusual hobby. What's unusual about it is you're reenacting the Civil War as a Confederate soldier, and you have a Black girlfriend.
She got angry, and she got hurt about this. And I don't know... One of the problems was she got angry. I asked her to reenact as one of the conscripts because they had women in the Confederate Army. They had Black women.
Yeah, conscripts. More like slaves, right?
Well, I don't know, Phil, and I didn't want to get into it.
All right, so you've got a problem because you think, but what about gay people?
Well, the same thing. You know, I was going to buy that house in the marina, right?
Why did that fall through? Because you didn't get the loan, right?
Yeah, a gay banker didn't give me the loan. So, Phil, I'm telling you, these gays and Blacks will always run back to their mommy. That's the Democratic Party. That's my concern.
I'll say it to you again. Do you not want to be an inclusive party and have them in the party?
Yes, I would love to have the gay and the Black in the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party. But I'm going to tell you something. I think it's time for some kind of a loyalty oath because I don't know. You can woo the gay, woo the Black, but they're going to desert right back to the Democrats.
Well, I don't know how you are able to get a loyalty oath out of them. How can you make sure that they're going to vote Republican?
I don't know. I talked to Bernie Smith. I know you know Bernie and Bob Hellevin from the committee over in Kern County.
Yeah, how are the guys doing?
They're doing great. They came up with the idea of a loyalty oath.
And how would that go? You give this to gays and Blacks?
I think the only way to keep gays and Blacks in the Republican Party is to give them a loyalty oath. And
I don't know how that would sound. I mean, what, I swear that I will...
Well, I vow that even though I'm gay or even though I'm Black, I'm a member of the Republican Party. I really, really am, and I'm not kidding. Or something along... I don't know.
All right, hold a minute, Larry. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He's in the city of Philadelphia for the Republican National Convention. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Larry about the Republican Party wooing a lot of gay and Black votes this year. If I read correctly, I think that there are some, 18 of the 2,066 delegates are openly gay. That was as opposed to 2 in 1992. And obviously Colin Powell spoke, and there's a much greater African-American presence at the Republican convention this year than was 4 years ago or even 8 years ago. And it is Larry's belief. And you think that wooing the gay vote and the Black vote is a waste of time?
Absolute waste of time. These guys are going to run back, and they're going to vote Democrat like they always have. And we're going to wind up with egg on our face. We're going to look the fool and feel like an idiot. And right now, Rick Dees is addressing the convention, Phil. So,
Rick Dees?
Yeah, that's my understanding. He's addressing it's a guy that looks like him or something. You see the guy?
I'm looking at CNN's coverage. I see a blonde here. The guy behind him looks a little bit like him.
Yeah, I thought that was Dees. But actually...
Or it's David Duke. I don't know.
It's one of the two. But I really do believe that you've got to understand one thing and one thing only. Unless you get the gay and the Black to take a loyalty oath.
Yeah, well, your loyalty oath, even though I'm gay or Black, I promise to be a Republican, I really, really mean it.
Something like that, yeah.
Doesn't that sound a little silly?
Yes, it does sound silly. Something you could construct, though, Phil. I swear that I will remain loyal to the Republican Party. And I'm not kidding, or I don't know.
Well, you can't put "I'm not kidding." I mean, you're going to only give this to Black people and to gay people. It's going to look very much like McCarthyism.
No, it's just, you know, are you loyal to us or are you not? The only other Black guy, by the way, that I see in this convention hall right now is Bernard Shaw from CNN. So him and Powell, and that's it. But I know that they'll be pouring in here in a few minutes.
All right, we got Larry Grover on the line from the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia. 1-800-449-8686. Just how loyal will the gay vote and the black vote be to the Republican Party this year? The Republican Party looks like they're really going all out to woo those votes, and it is it's Larry's belief that they are not loyal votes to the Republican Party, that they will flee back to the Democratic side. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. One of the more fun things that we do around here is getting rid of all the chronic callers. You guys, you're something else. Call every day. You'll never get on. You'll never get on. Just, but keep trying. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, and you're there at the, what's the name of the arena again? Is that the old Spectrum?
Phil, I don't know. The arena is called the Comcast First Union Center, and it's a beautiful edifice. I don't know if it's the old Spectrum or not.
Because there was a Spectrum in Philadelphia where the sporting events, you know, the Flyers and 76ers would play. I'm just wondering if it's the same place.
I don't know.
But, all right, so we're talking, Larry, about the black and gay voters and how you feel, you know, you saw... Colin Powell, a known, you call him a known African-American?
Well, he's well known as a black man addressing this. I just think it's unusual. I think Colin Powell's a great guy, but I think it's unusual to have a black guy out there giving an address, having these gays out here, this log cabin deal. I think it's unusual. It makes me a little nervous, and as I told you, that gal that left me, that black girl that I was dating for 6 months...
She left you because she found your hobby, being involved in Civil War reenactments, to be weird.
Well, but you know something? Do you think a white girl would have the same response? I don't.
I don't know. It seems creepy, if you want my honest opinion.
Creepy?
It just... If you want my honest opinion, I don't think getting involved in Civil War reenactments is the sexiest thing in the world, but I could be wrong.
Well, I can tell you this much. The one and only black girl that I ever date, and she turns around and splits because she doesn't like the Civil War deal.
And let's remember that you were reenacting on the side of the Confederacy.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Well, here is Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to speak to your guest over there.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know, how much has he been drinking tonight?
I haven't been drinking anything tonight.
You do these Civil War reenactments, and you can't understand why a black person would find
out... No, sir, what I'm saying... No, no, hold on for a minute. This, first of all, it is a part of our history as a country.
What's your opinion of the South Side during the Civil War?
I don't
agree
with
right or wrong, sir?
I think they were wrong. But somebody, when you do a Civil War reenactment, and if...
Let me ask you something. Are you saying somebody's got to do it?
That's right. When you do that, it's a historical reenactment.
Well, if you were living in Germany and you were Jewish and some people were doing Nazi reenactments and they were Nazi soldiers, would you find that offensive?
If you're doing a historical reenactment, what's wrong with it?
Nobody over there would do it because they've been so discredited. But it's amazing to me that people in this country
like
are still fighting a civil war. It's mind-boggling.
In every movie, someone's got to play the bad guy. That's all I'm talking about.
All right, but you don't see... You're playing a Confederate...
You don't have to play it.
Somebody's got to play the bad guy.
You can let some other wacko play it. You don't have to play it.
Why can't I get to play it?
Unless you get some kind of perverse pleasure out of pretending you're a Civil War
fighter. Let me tell you something, friend. I wined and dined this girl for 6 months. She decided she's going to stick a spear in my back.
Bolting, by the way.
What? You know what?
You're going to judge all black people by one experience with one black away from what you're saying.
What
I
is
think
this?
She was wrong.
What's this got
to be offended?
What has this got to do with blacks and gays deserting the Republican ticket? And
I'm using it as an example as to how disloyal some of the black can be.
Just because a woman leaves you because you're doing Civil War reenactments, by the way, she might have split because she would rather be with you on the weekend than have you run off in your little Confederate uniform.
Well, you know something? That's pretty selfish. These people are going to go back and the gay... Are you gay, sir? I'll ask you point blank.
No, I'm not. I'm heterosexual.
All right. What do you think of the gay and their log cabin boys eventually voting Democrat, even though they like to hang out at the convention?
I think it's such a small percentage of the vote. I think it's pretty irrelevant, to tell
yeah.
the truth.
Well, they're doing an awful lot to rule those votes. They had a known African-American.
Here's the thing that you don't understand. When Colin Powell gets up there and speaks, let me finish. He might not attract many black votes, but he is going to attract moderates, particularly women, who
right.
voted for Democrats the last two elections.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to, and because he has, he's a symbol of something more than me. But he's a
and
symbol
they
of
know
the military.
They're smart to put him up there because the wacko right wingers like you are going to vote Republican anyway, no matter how offended you might be by him. You have to reach out to the middle in the general election.
So a known African American gets up
is
and
that
addresses.
You're calling him a known, like that's something wrong with that, like a known homosexual. What's wrong with him being an African-American?
There is nothing wrong with him being an African-American, but you're at the Republican convention, for crying out loud, and a known homo would be bad enough.
Okay, you're just homophobic, aren't you?
No, I am not.
A known homo.
A known homo and a known African-American, like that's somehow the same thing?
It sounds like a known communist.
No, what I'm saying, you two guys are missing the point. The point
and then
is,
you want to make him sign loyalty oaths? You're really, I can't.
No, I'm saying, when these black, when the black and the gay say that they're going to vote Republican, how do you hold them to it? How do you hold
them? Who they're appealing to. They're trying to appeal to moderates who are the swing voters who are going to decide this election.
You're aware that Colin Powell's black, right?
That he what?
That he's black.
No kidding.
Well, I'm asking you simply, sir, do you know that he's black?
Yes, we know he's black.
What relevance is this?
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry, I'm asking the gentleman. Do you know he's black or do you not?
Yes, I do.
Then that makes him a known African-American. That's all I'm saying.
What relevance does that have to the conversation?
Because I'm telling you, based upon my experience with the gay banker and this black girl, they'll put a spear in your back the minute you turn your back on them.
A spear? Is that a racial slur?
What
sir?
Is that, a spear?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I sure do. What's the name of your organization in Pennsylvania there?
I'm in California, sir, the Conservatives of Kern County, California.
Yeah, do you call yourselves the CCC? I'm just curious.
No, sir, I do. Kern County.
Yeah, and I know why you do,
too. You know something?
Too.
Are you a Republican?
Am I a Republican?
Yes.
I work for the Republican Party.
Okay, then you and I both know that we need to stick together and we need to push on to victory in November and not waste our time loving voters who are not going to be loyal. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you
but
know
that's
what?
Not who they're appealing to. They're appealing to the moderates. Don't you understand that?
That's why Colin Powell was speaking. Moderate voters who don't want the right-wing aspect of the Republican Party
exactly.
to dominate. They want the moderate, and Colin Powell represents that, okay?
Well, as a known black, and I guess this guy doesn't like me saying
why do
black.
You can't keep having to repeat a known black?
A known black.
I just said, you know he's black.
Okay, we're losing your car phone, sir. I appreciate your call. Why do you keep, I'll ask the gentleman's question. Why do you keep repeating known black?
Do you know he's black?
Yes!
Then he's a known black. And that,
okay, I don't know what that means. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is at the Democratic, or excuse me, at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, Omaha, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, let's make clear who I am. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative, very conservative, social conservative, which
yes.
fits right in with what the guest is talking about.
I've worked for 8 years on behalf of the right wing of the Conservative Party.
Well, I would like to say, first of all, to anyone who's listening, that this man does not represent the conservative group in the Republican Party.
Well, I think that's presumptuous, sir.
Sir, I do not understand. I mean, if you really are a Republican, I don't know why you don't stay quiet, because you do not represent us, and you are giving a black eye to the Republican Party. And
the only one giving a black eye to the Republican Party is Mr. Powell and the other known African-Americans.
And I would add that when I called, and I'm still not so sure it's true, I've been assured that you are real. I would assume that you're somebody from the Democratic Party getting on here to try and say this.
I will tell you this, that for 8 years I worked on behalf of removing Bill Clinton from office. And as I said, I neglected family and friends, so...
I heard that. They assured me you're real, so I'm taking their word for it. But you sound like somebody who's trying to sabotage the party.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. And I'm going to get back to Larry. You on the line?
I'm right here, Phil.
All right, I want to get back to the gentleman who was hanging on in Omaha. Then I've got a couple of more questions of my own. Omaha, go ahead.
Well, I've pretty much said all I had to say, except just to ask one more thing of your show. You obviously went out and found the most off-kilter, far-to-the-right example to hold up as a Republican. I take you to task a little bit, too, but that's really all.
Well, hold on for a minute, sir. I'm my own man. You don't have to beat up on the talk show host.
Mr. Grover is known to us as a conservative member of the Republican Party. Radical? I don't know. I know that he worked at...
Oh, hold on. I don't need you talking for me. I worked on behalf of getting Bill Clinton out of... Look what happened to a lot of us who worked to try to get Clinton out of office. What do you think happened? We look like a bunch of clowns. And Clinton is off there getting more tail than he probably was getting before they started the impeachment.
Sir, you don't look like a clown. You don't, for what you did to try and work on removing Mr. Clinton, you don't look like a clown at all. You people who did that stuff are heroes. What makes
heroes.
Me trouble with you is your terms that are clearly racist. I don't know if that girl had any trouble with your Confederacy. You're a racist, sir.
How am I a racist when I'm trying to determine...
It speaks for itself.
She turns around and runs... we had a dinner date at the Red Lobster... And I showed up in my Civil War uniform, and I talked to Mr. Henry about...
Well, see, that's the thing. If you're showing up for a date wearing a Confederate uniform...
Because I was late, because the enactment had run long, because she was waiting for me, and I wanted to be a gentleman.
So you roll into the Red Lobster while she's waiting for you, wearing a gray coat uniform.
Yes, sir, I did.
And you sit down with your black girlfriend for dinner.
So in other words, trying to be a gentleman... Makes me a bad guy. Okay. I plead guilty. Well, how about you in Omaha, sir? Would you have done that?
Well, I wouldn't have done that, but that's beside the point. His uniform is nothing. It's the entire attitude he's been expressing all the way through this thing. Known black man and all the rest of this.
You mentioned to me...
Clearly the man has racial problems. Why he dated him in the first place, I'll never know. But...
I got a racial problem. Yes, I did mention to you that I threw the hotel room key on the table.
No wonder she left. Here comes a white guy dressed as a Confederate soldier. He tosses a hotel room key on the dinner table.
Yeah?
Don't you get it?
You know something? I think you guys are the racists. I think you guys are the bigots. And I work for the Republican Party. And right now, Bill Clinton gets more tail than he did before the impeachment started. And I haven't sniffed any in about 4 years. My family fell apart. And
well, if you're not getting laid, pardon me for saying so, it ain't my fault, and it isn't...
I blame the moderate wing of the...
It ain't my fault either.
I blame the moderate wing of the Republican Party, sir. Don't try to skate out on this.
What are you blaming the moderate wing of the Republican Party for?
That I haven't had normal relations with a woman in 4 years.
You're just making my case with every word you say. People out there, please understand, this man is not the Republican Party.
I don't
Party.
Think, yeah.
He's not the conservative wing of the Republican Party.
I agree. I think he's the nut wing of the...
And Mr. Henry, be careful what you say, because all of these things are being recorded.
Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. You didn't tell me the part about how you met her at a Red Lobster dressed in a Confederate uniform and tossed the hotel key onto the table.
In other words, I'm supposed to tell you that why?
Because I think it sounds just a little bit callous.
Phil, I am the president of the Conservatives of Kern County. I'm a loyal Republican. But that doesn't make me a racist. And
You just don't get it. All right.
What am I not getting?
Just never mind. Here is Lincoln on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I got to wait till your book comes out. You'll have to let me know, boy. You're quite the swinger. But anyway... I got a question here, buddy.
That goes for humor in Lincoln, what you just said when the book comes out?
Well, yeah, throw a hotel key down at the Red Lobster. You are a stud muffin.
I'll
tell you what.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, he just hung up.
Oh, good. I got him to hang up.
You got him to hang up.
I'm very proud of that.
Well,
this guy is very strange.
Did you have a comment you want to make? See if you can get him back
Republican,
on the line.
The best way he can help the Republican Party is to register, become a Democrat. And I hope he does that, because he has more to do with Democratic Party than
the guy asks. The guy asks a woman to the Red Lobster for dinner, comes wheeling through the door wearing a Confederate uniform, and tosses a hoop. I mean, did he call back?
God, I'll tell you. You know, I mean, I tell you what. I used to sell antidepressants, and I think he would be a candidate for an antipsychotic.
Hold on for a minute. Did he call back? Are you there, Larry? Larry, are you there?
Mr. Henry, you sent me to Philadelphia to report on the Republican National Convention. I did not know that I would be subjected to personal assault and slander. I have tried to conduct myself above board on your program.
You're saying some things that are wacky, man. You're talking about blacks.
All right. Are you a Republican, sir?
I am a diehard Republican.
Okay. You're aware that Colin Powell, a known black, was addressing the convention last night?
And that's
okay with you?
A solid American. You damn right it is. And you know what?
Boy, this party has changed.
Yeah.
I'm as conservative as they come. I am just what you call tolerant and decent. I don't believe in affirmative action for the same reasons you do.
And when you called me a stud muffin, you were joking, right?
Hey, that's supposed to be a compliment. I mean, hey, you know.
No, but Mr. Henry left, so you two guys were sharing some kind of a joke, weren't you?
I want to know, did you happen to play the Bee Gees CD in your car when you were taking her to the hotel?
Thank you very much.
He hung up again.
All right. Well, okay. I accomplished
Listen, thank you. Yeah, thank you for your call, sir. So what are we going to do? We're going to play phone tag with this nutcase now? Did you happen to play the Bee Gees CD? Thank you very much. Click. So we playing phone tag with this guy? Call him back. I do not want him hanging up one more time on my show, okay? Larry Grover from the Conservatives of Kern County is with us. Let's distill what he's saying so that we understand. He's saying that it's unusual in his experience to see an African-American addressing the Republican National Convention, number one. He also thinks it's unusual for the party to be that inclusive of homosexuals considering their family platform. And I think he's saying that they're not loyal Republican voters, that they will turn and run to the Democratic side of the ticket come November the 8th. But if he's saying that, then why not keep that from happening? Why not be as inclusive? Why not be as communicative? Why not interact and exchange ideas and make the African-American and the gay vote integral in terms of the issues that concern them? And make that, Larry's back on the phone, and make that a part of the party. You see what I'm saying, Larry?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Wasn't that pretty? Wasn't that...
Did you hear one word that I said?
No, yeah, I heard it all. I heard your wonderful speech. Wasn't that just pretty? All-inclusive, huh? And when the Democratic side of the...
If you're going to be sarcastic...
No, and when the Democrats... win in November, because all of your little black friends and all your little gay friends, all the little ones...
What, are they all midget blacks and gays?
Yeah, all the little ones. Run off and vote for the...
Yeah, I just see a herd of small black and gay people running over to the Democratic side.
Right. Then you understand what I'm talking about. I know you want to make a joke out of this.
No, you're the guy making a joke out of it. Here is Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Larry and Phil.
Yes, sir.
I find this conversation overwhelming. I'm 53 years old. I'm a Vietnam vet. I fought behind, side by side with great African Americans, Hispanics. And I think, Larry, that, I appreciate the, and applaud the work you did to get Clinton out. But unfortunately, this show has a far stretch across Los Angeles. And I, too, would like that tape because I would, and I'll give it, and I'll give it to the, if I can get a tape, I'll pay for it. I will personally get it to George W. Bush. I've got the power to do it. And I think that any Republican would want you expelled for the Republican Party.
Mr. Henry,
I would
if you
not
give this man a tape
by the way,
broadcast.
Sir, let me
if
finish,
you give
sir.
This man a tape
I listen to you, sir. I listen
I
to you, sir.
Let this gentleman
not,
speak.
I would not wish
you
the Democratic Party or any other party to accept you in, because I'll tell you what, the Democrats would not want you in their party either, sir.
Mr. Henry,
nor
if you
would
give
any
this man a tape of the broadcast,
possibly,
then
possibly the Communist
action.
Party, sir.
The Communist Party, huh? I worked on behalf of this country, and you call me a communist?
Well, sir,
sir?
You are sitting there trying to divide what we're trying to repair,
sir,
and I don't understand
years.
That.
For 4 years, I gave up my family, I lost my wife and kids, I haven't had sex with a woman.
Well, didn't you date that woman for 6 months? What'd you guys do? Just pass the plates back and forth?
Well, I'm sorry. I was trying. I don't know what I did wrong.
Sir, you had one experience with a black woman, one experience with a gay banker, and all of a sudden, because for some reason, whether it was your credit or anything else, you didn't get it, you're blaming all of the gays, all of the blacks. I mean, you know,
Larry, my credit. Come on, that's a bunch of baloney. My credit.
You know, again, I applaud the work you did to get Clinton out.
My credit's fantastic.
But the other comments, you have driven.
Let me ask you a question. You're dating a young African American female, age 25. You have certain interests. They happen to be Civil War reenactments. You show up at her house, where her family is, wearing the uniform of. Okay, I'm wearing the uniform of Robert E. Lee. Is that any reason to get upset?
I really don't think that's a big deal.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
But hold it. That's not the issue here. What is the issue? Forget the uniform. And you know what, sir? Forget the young lady and forget the black banker for a second.
But you take one example.
And all of a sudden, I'm Armenian, and if I did something to you, stepped on your toe, are you going to say that all Armenians are bad?
Well, I guess
and
not.
That's exactly what you've done. And I just find it appalling that you've given up all this, you've lost your money, you've lost your family, and by these comments, if somebody was on the fence, and as the president of Kern County Republicans, I mean, you sit there in a very high position, a position of esteem, and you sit there. I'd like to know how many people in the Kern County Republicans share your views. And I bet you the number is zero. And if it's zero, it may not. There may be one or two like you, sir.
Let me ask you guys a question. Then I won't bother you.
I got
a Confederate flag hanging in my living room.
I blew it with that, huh?
Well, I brought her home.
Well, so what? That's fine. You've got every right to have anything you want.
And you have a young black lady coming into your living room with a Confederate flag hanging there?
Yeah, why wouldn't she go to bed with me?
Well, I don't know, man. It just must be she must hate white people.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Mr. Henry, I've got a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is a very important convention.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know why, sir. I listened to you a little bit yesterday. I'd like to know why you have given this gentleman.
Wait a minute. What happened to him?
Time when there are some really important issues to discuss. Did he leave us again?
Larry, hold on. Larry, you there? He hung up again.
What
was your question again, sir? It was
my question is directed towards you. Obviously, with KFI is a most important station with great reach.
Yes, sir.
Why would you give some wacko like this much time? Because another gentleman asked a question. It's almost like you're trying to insult the Republican Party, and maybe 5 minutes of this guy might have been humorous, but, you know, I think you've gone way on too long with this guy. There's got to be a lot of interesting people back there, sir, that you could talk to. I'm not your program manager.
No, I know.
You have your own show.
You're right.
But surely there must be some really interesting people back there that don't make Republicans look like jerks.
Well,
but at any rate, listen, I'm sure there's a lot of other callers.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I apologize. I want you to know I'm sorry.
Well,
would you just let?
Okay, but
do you hear me? Are you hearing? Are you getting that? I am. I'm sorry.
All right, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Are you leaving now? I guess he left. Oh boy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. On the Phil Henry Show.
I am a 35-year-old person, and I am a 35-year-old person by the grace of God, which at this particular moment, you don't seem to display any of that at all. You seem to me that you're just bitter and scared, and you don't know how to act, so you act out by being rude and obnoxious.
Well, we're going to die on account of we're handicapable, so I ought to be allowed to get into Jumbo's clone room.
Let me explain something to you. I am a survivor. Three times of ovarian cancer. I have done the radiation. I have lost my hair. I have lost weight. I have gained weight. I have lost jobs. I have lost family. I have been completely abandoned. I am the survivor also.
Is you in a wheelchair?
I have also survived being an incest victim by a pedophile grandfather growing up, being raped four times, being abused by a husband.
What does that mean?
I've also experienced...
What is pedophile, Mr. Henry?
I have also experienced I have a spine that's disintegrating, crumbling into dust.
Well, you need a drink.
I also have...
And you ought to get that call.
I don't want that call. It's more important to me to touch you.
Touch me? You mean like that pedophile touched you?
Okay, come on.
What does she mean, touch me? I'm 16. You could go to jail.
Well,
let me ask you. You know, I got something that's going to help you out.
I have a spine that's
disintegrating. Do you ever go to Jumbo's Clown Room on Wednesday night?
And my bones are twisting because of a disease called scoliosis.
You ever
go
to Jumbo's Clown Room?
As a result of my traumatic life, I'm suffering from several mental disorders that are controlled by medication.
Well, we got that already. You ever been
to Jumbo's
Clown Room?
The first thing you need to do is shut up and listen.
Jumbo's
Clown Room
on Wednesday night.
And really listen and hear what people are telling you. Stop being bitter. You should get on a plane with your mom.
Yeah, I should be happy like you.
Come to San Antonio. Come to San Antonio,
Jumbo's
Texas, to the best damn medical center in the nation.
Do they have Jumbo's Clown Room
there?
Will you forget about Jumbo's Clown Room?
They don't have Jumbo's Clown Room in San Antonio.
No, we've got the Wild Zebra. We've got all that here.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. It ain't no thing. I go all the time with my best friend.
I get jumps in my face every Wednesday night.
I understand your need to experience the pleasures of the world.
Of the flesh.
But there's something more important you need to experience, and it's called your life. If you get your problem fixed, you might actually have one.
I need to have some. I tell you, I need to experience some jug slap in my forehead. That's what I need to experience. And
will you shut up and let the lady finish?
And a good surgeon.
A what?
You need a good education. You need a good surgeon, and you need to find your higher power because when all is said and done,
my higher power.
Your higher power, Mister. Because when you get
your margaritas, that's
world,
my higher power.
You're going to be accountable. I don't care how handicapable you are.
I'm
when you die, you stand before the Lord, mister. He's going to count you in on everything you've done.
I already talked to God.
I don't care how handicapable you are.
God says I'm as clean as a baby's rear end. I'm in. You
no,
know
you're
why?
Not.
He told me.
I don't know who told you that, but you're wrong.
God did.
I'm sorry. You need to find your higher power because I think if you found your higher power
and
had an actual conversation with him, you wouldn't be so damn bitter about everything.
I hope your spine stops disintegrating. I hope that...
Will you quit being a smartass? Ma'am, we're sorry about your problems.
I said I hope it stops disintegrating.
I don't have a problem anymore.
All right.
I have a good therapist.
Okay.
I take medication.
When I meet up with God, we'll have a pitcher of margaritas and $100 in ones. That's what we're going to have.
Yeah, you came on here to talk about the American with Disabilities Act, and now you're smart-mouthing with when you meet up with God, you're going to have a pitcher of margaritas and $100 worth of ones.
You got it.
You know, you're a sad, pathetic little man, and you need to shut up and leave the rest of us disabled
and handicapped
people alone.
I got renal kidney failure. I'm going to die.
Do not lump yourself in with us, because we're a proud people, and we worked our ass off for everything we've got.
What are we, all of a sudden Cherokee Indians? What do you mean we're a proud people?
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And our website is philhenryshow.com. Coming around not too far from now, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2000 CD.